We've heard enough now about this blessed period, but we have not really heard enough because, as I've mentioned so many times, we are so forgetful spiritually, and we lose so many messages, unfortunately, and this is the tragedy of our fallen human nature. With one simple thought, we can turn away from God if we accept the suggestions of the evil one. We have given the evil one, unfortunately, some type of authority over our thinking. And we should understand by now the truth and the reality of this spiritual law. Our faith is the living faith. We experience this in our monastic life daily. We have our Lord in front of us daily. Many times our Lord tries to pull us back to Him. Many times, unfortunately, we find ourselves fighting God. How many times has our Lord tried to bring us back from our faulty thinking, from our deluded ways, and yet we resist His hand? We lose our patience. We say a word which we should not have said. We have evil thoughts against our brethren. These are all not fruits of the Holy Spirit, but they are fruits of the evil one. But our Lord truly loves us, and the abyss of His mercy is past our comprehension. Our sins are like a grain of sand in comparison with the abyss of His holy mercy. But how can we accept the gift of God's grace in us if we don't have any type of a preparation? If we have not prepared the room in the inn of our heart, how can our Lord dwell within us in an unclean place? First and foremost, we must admit that we are unclean, that we are unfit to receive this grace, understanding the weakness of our nature. But we should also understand that although we have been made of clay and this very humble substance of the earth, our Lord has honored us to a degree that is past our comprehension by being gods by grace. And we've heard in the services that the Mother of God gave unto our Lord of her own flesh. He was formed in her womb. Our Lord dwelt in the womb of the Mother of God so that He could dwell in our hearts. In the subsequent generations of the faithful, He could dwell in our hearts. And truly, He can dwell in our hearts. We are monks. And there is one woman in our lives, the Most Holy Mother of God. She is Our Lady. She is the blessed among women. And as a mother, we know that mothers have natural love for their children. As a mother, she loves us. We see the icon that we have before us of the Paramithia Mother of God, the Mother of God of consolation. She bestows consolation upon us. She's consoling because we see how she stops the hand of her son, who did not permit the pirates to take over the monastery of Vatopedi on the holy mountain of Athos because of sin. And we also pray to the Mother of God that she cover our own monastery, that we not fall into deluded ways, that we not fall into ways of sin, that we be very careful both of the temptation from the left and the temptation from the right, and that we remember, as St. John of the Ladder says, our particular spiritual illness, which is the temptation from the right, which is pride, spiritual pride. And this is a very big problem. St. Ignatius, together with all the fathers of the Church, tell us this is worse than the temptation from the left, which is bodily temptations of the flesh. Because when a person falls into pride, temptation from the right, by nature he's blinded, because pride blinds us, and so we cannot really see where we are going. Whereas oftentimes a sinner can have a broken heart, and a heart that is broken, humble, God will not despise. We wear the black because we remind ourselves that we are dead to the world and that we live the life of repentance. We have fallen from our calling in many ways, to a greater or to a lesser degree. So the Holy Church, in her wisdom, always tells us the same thing. Come back, my child. Come back, my child. This is the beautiful time. We know that the devil doesn't sleep. I recall the Holy Elder Joachim one time wrote to me, we must be vigilant even as the devil is vigilant. The devil doesn't sleep. And so we must also be awake because we do sleep. Hopefully, at some point, the psalmic verse will also apply to us. Ready is my heart, O Lord. Ready is my heart. I will sing and chant to my glory. I awake. And I am awake. We cannot fall into the slumber of sinfulness, which is far away from our Lord. Now we have finished, we're completing the second week of the Holy Fast. And what a wonderful thing it is to conclude the week by chanting the salutations, the hymns in honor of the Most Holy Theotokos. Rejoice, 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 the bride and wedded. The Mother of God has many names. She's called the Bride of God, the Child of God, the Mother of God, the Katechiterion, the Dwelling Place of God. And this is our Holy Mother. Our Holy Mother is alive. Our Holy Mother hears us. She sees us. She's with us even now. If we can only open our minds and our hearts to her. She truly wishes to bestow the blessings of her Son. Let us open our hearts to the Most Holy Theotokos, not just figuratively, but in reality. Let us open our hearts and pour forth our grief. The grief of those who are exiled from their true homeland, the Jerusalem on high. For in this life we will have grief. Grief is the result of our pride, of our sin. Obedience is life, disobedience is death, as we've heard so many times from all the Holy Fathers. We've heard that Adam's fall was because of his disobedience to the Lord. Now we have many exercises. There are many ways by which we can make sure that our will conforms to the will of God. And the Holy Fathers tell us that one of the ways to do that is to cut our will. God will give us chances to cut our will. But let us not be fighting God. Let us not be enemies of God. Let us accept whenever the time comes for us to cut our will. Let us not trust ourselves so much. Again, we've heard so many times, but St. Dorotheus of Gaza so articulately tells us how all dangers and all evils come from this trusting in ourselves. Because, of course, it is a result of pride and it gives birth to pride. And it endangers us spiritually because no one knows better than we do. Whereas, how many times now have I heard in confession how some of the fathers have told me how what a relief they feel by doing this thing that St. Dorotheus of Gaza says, condemning ourselves. If we can learn how to condemn ourselves properly, not in a spirit of despair, but condemning the sin that is within us and not continuously justifying ourselves, losing the mark, not understanding why we are here. Let us remember why, what we've signed up for. And let us pray for stability, because we live in a very unstable world where the divorce rates are extremely high because of this instability, the demon of instability. We have, most of us here, we have been deemed worthy to wear the black. Let us hold on to this great honor which our Lord has given to us. He's called us out of the world. There's nothing more beautiful than such a thing as our Lord calling us and telling us, I wish to give you my grace. I wish for you to be with me. I wish for you to be my child. Let us glorify the Lord. Let us thank him that he's deemed us worthy to continue to come to this point of the Great Lent, to the second Friday of the Salutations. And let us truly understand that we've come together to honor the Most Holy Lady Theotokos and Ever Virgin Mary, who bestows upon us great love and great compassion. Let us beseech her who has such great boldness before her son to deem us worthy to complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance. Let us beseech the Most Holy Mother that she stand with us, that she be with us, that she help us in all the trials and temptations of life, that at the times when we become darkened, she sends an angel of light to help us to come out of our deception. And let us pray that she deem us worthy, that we be deemed worthy to have a Christian ending to our lives, blameless and peaceful. May she be the one to take us by the hand and to lead us into the next life, to see, to meet her beloved child and our God whom we have in common with the Most Holy Mother. May she continue to bestow her blessings upon us, and may she continue to bless our holy monastery, that it remain upon the unshaken rock of the foundation of the true faith, and that we all together as one brotherhood may glorify Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, honoring the Most Holy Lady Theotokos unto the end of ages of ages. Amen.